Hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and we're in Thanksgiving week. That's right. So we've got a lot we're preparing for with friends and family and the big feast. Absolutely. But you got to put that all aside for this topic today, because we're going to really unpack this the Take Two way. So I need you to answer this question for me and call in. How have you turned pain into gain and you become better through adversity? So you have become better through adversity when you've turned that pain into gain. So like kind of letting your suffering work for you rather than against you. So how have you turned pain into gain and become better through adversity? That's the question we're asking today. And you don't have to be Catholic to call in. Jerry and I, we truly believe that if you're listening, you are part of the Take Two family. So I need you to stop what you're doing, all the preparations. I know it's busy. Everybody's already talking about how they're not ready for Thanksgiving. I get it. But this is important because lots of souls are listening to Take Two. So we've got to use this platform responsibly and wisely so that we can reach more souls with the truth, okay? It's so important because folks are absorbing it like sponges. We know that because we get the emails and people tell us that they just tripped onto the station and it's like God was speaking right to them through your lived experiences, through your stories. So would you answer the question, how have you turned pain into gain and become better through adversity? Or maybe you didn't. Maybe you didn't become better. Maybe you became bitter. That's a possibility. And let's talk about that as well, because remember, we cover the good, the bad, and the ugly all here on Take Two. So all you have to do is dial this number because Matt is waiting to answer your call at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Michael, our very fine producer, is at the controls, and Rich is on social media. I'm waving to everybody. Hi, guys. You're doing great. So keep it going on the chats. And then also, I'd like you to ring the phones here so that we can put you on air so you can share with the world how you have really come out better after you've gone through a really difficult time. Okay? Now, I will tell you, I've been through my share of difficult times. And I've really tried hard not to become bitter. I would like to think I'm better. I don't know. You could probably ask my husband if maybe I'm better because of some of the things I've gone through. I don't know if necessarily I'm better. I think I'm wiser. Maybe I can see things in a little bit more of a clearer perspective, if you will. I don't know if I'm actually, I wouldn't say I'm a better version. I would actually say it took a toll. I'll be honest with you. It took a toll on my health. And so going through a lot of things, sadness, sorrow, betrayal, loss, it was brutal. I will be honest with you. I'm not going to mince words. And I always try to tell the real raw truth on things. So, but I'd like to hear from you guys. I mean, I don't like saying this, a Debbie Downer, but I guess, you know, it kind of fits since that's my name. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but I'll be honest with you. I think sometimes we can let a lot of pain work against us and it can take a toll, especially, and this is just a general statement, especially, those of us, you know, that are the type of women that we absorb things. You know, I was talking about sponges. If we absorb a lot of pain, it's going to go somewhere in our bodies. If we don't have a way to, you know, let that out or relax or chill out or whatever. So, I mean, it's a very interesting topic. I deal a lot with it in life coaching, and I'd really like to hear your thoughts on it. We're going to get to Lois in a moment. Lois is going to be our first caller today, and I can't wait to talk with her because she definitely has really gained a ton of experience and wisdom in this area. And I really want to tap into that when we come back. But I'd like to hear from you. So the question is, and please forgive me if I sound like I'm really down on this topic. I'm not. I actually want to cover it from all angles. How have you turned pain into gain and become better through adversity? I do think I'm stronger. I don't necessarily know if I'm better. I think it's been tough. I think I I've learned and I've grown and I've gained a lot, but it was tough. That's all I'm going to say. So, okay, I'll leave it at that because I'm getting messages already wanting me to go into more detail. But the show is not about my story. I add and Jerry adds, and he'll be adding in a little bit when he joins us. But it's all about you sharing your lived experiences on this and how did you turn pain into gain and become better. If you have, great, call us. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. If you've gone through a lot of pain, a lot of sadness, sorrow, betrayal, loss, and it took a toll on you and you got sick over it, call us. I want to know. Let's talk about it. Remember, we cover the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's the way we roll. And that's how we're always going to do it on take two, because we want to have these very real discussions where we just come clean on a lot of things so that people who are listening can really get the truth. Because I think on social media, there's a lot of fake personalities out there. I really do. I think people are living in sometimes a fantasy land when they're on social media. It's important that we really talk truth. So how have you turned pain into gain and become better through adversity? The phone lines are lighting up. They're all coming in from Texas so far. So where's the rest of the country? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And like I said, Lois will be first up. You're going to hear the music, Lois. So hang on. Don't go anywhere. You're going to be first. And then Karen and the others will follow. Please dial in if you have something to say about this. If you're a counselor, call in. If you're a doctor, nurse, call in. You've probably seen your share of a lot of people going through a lot of pain and things that are really tough. If you're clergy, a priest or deacon, call in, please. We need to know how to really navigate this because we're going to come up against a lot of sadness, pain, and sorrow. It's just a matter of life. If you live long enough, you're going to probably experience it. So let's talk about it. How have you turned pain into gain and become better through adversity? That's the question for today, and I need the answer from you. 833-288-3986. I'll be right back. Okay, we're talking about how you've had your suffering work for you rather than against you. That's really what we're talking about. It's just another way to ask the question, but I really want to hear from you. Have you grown? Have you gotten stronger, better, wiser? I mean, I really want to hear the details. Lois, hang on for another 15 seconds. Let me give the number. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. National Life Rosary, I wanted just to highlight this. Turn to Mary, the Mother of God, for help bearing witness to the gift of life with the National Life Rosary. It's designed exclusively for EWTN. The unique centerpiece and crucifix represent the reality that all life is sacred and begins at conception. Help pray for and build a culture of life with the National Life Rosary. It's available right now at EWTNRC.com. It's available right now, EWTNRC.com. I keep repeating that because everybody should go there if you want to get some great Christmas gifts. I'm just saying. Okay, now we're ready for Lois. Lois in Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Lois. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you. I hope it's okay. I called back. I figured there's people who haven't heard my story, but I know you've heard it more than you want to hear, but I think it's a good one to repeat.
Absolutely. You tell us the story about you and Chuck. Definitely. Because I think what you have to share, Lois, is going to help a ton of souls today.
So my pain, if you want to call that, my husband had Alzheimer's for 18 years. I cared for him out of our home for 8 years, working full-time, taking care of him, taking care of the house. I thought I was doing a great job. I think I was, for the most part. I lost like 20 pounds, wasn't sleeping. And by the grace of God, my neighbor, very best friend across the street, said to me, you know, Lois, you might think about moving Chuck. And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm doing a great job. And but she planted the seed, and it was no longer, I was no longer Chuck's best caregiver. And so then for the next 8 years, I would see him, not daily, but, and in fact, the first place I moved him, I'd only go and see him on weekends because I, too, had to heal so that I could be good for myself than anybody else. But then he moved closer, and I would, you know, help do laundry for other people at the place that he was and became dear friends to this day. And he's been past 5.5 years. I still see these women who cared for Chuck, and it's just like, the relationship is incredible. So that's one of many, the gains that I had was these women who and men who cared for Chuck, just long-lasting friendships and relationships. The other gain is I think he helped me, you know, as we're supposed to in marriage and kind of unwittingly knowing on his part, has hopefully helped me get to get out of purgatory with less time, because I do feel like there was some sacrificing going there. And then the other beautiful thing is I'm kind of the go-to Alzheimer dementia gal, because everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people know my story, or people tell other people who don't know me, they're like, you need to talk to Lois because she's gone through this. So I have met people that I never would have met if it hadn't been for Chuck and his disease. So, yeah, that's probably pretty much most of it.
So you gained all these friendships and this knowledge that you can share with others. And that's a beautiful thing. Now, Lois, share with us, and I mean this, I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer, but we have to look at this from all angles. Tell us some of the things that, you know, you talked about losing 20 pounds. I mean, I guess that could be good if you're, you know, overweight.
It wasn't good.
No, that's what I mean. Lois, I've seen you, and I think 20 pounds, losing 20 pounds would not be good on your frame. So some of us may think that's great. Some are going to say that's going to really take a toll on our health. Did it hurt you health-wise with Chuck?
Absolutely. And that's why I moved him, because I realized I was not the best and healthiest person at that time to care for him anymore. I mean, it took a team. It needed people who got to go home and sleep and be with their family versus, you know, I was doing it 24/7. Mm-hmm. But and that's what happens when you're doing it. I mean, you don't realize. You think you're doing just fine. And you're not. It just becomes a habit. And it becomes a bad habit in some cases.
Right, right. What about emotionally? Did it take a toll emotionally on you?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, I mean, this is my husband,
sure.
And I'm caring for him and changing his pull-ups, and you're not supposed to do that with your husband
right.
or your spouse of any kind, but
right.
yeah, but then you still wanted to give him the dignity of being your husband and a man, and then him not knowing who I was incredibly
painful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. What about spiritually? You know, you talked about shaving off time in purgatory with sacrifice and everything. Yeah, absolutely. Anytime we go through something and we, you know, offer it up and we have it work for us spiritually, sure, for eternity it will. But what did it do to you spiritually? Did you feel God at certain points? Did you not feel God?
I will say a radio plug. This station was my constant companion. I grew closer and learned more and felt the comfort of my Catholic faith through the radio station. You know, my faith, of course, kept me going. I do remember distinctly to this day, and I can't even remember at what time frame it was, but it was just a horrible Sunday. And I'm like, all right, who stopped praying for me today? Because I could just feel I wasn't being held up. And but it made me laugh, and the next day was a better day. So
Wow.
And of course there was struggles. My beautiful neighbors across the street were incredible. I'm amazed that they still love me and we're still best of friends, but they saw, I'm sure they remember things that I don't. And to me, Chuck and I never had children, but I always felt like his disease was kind of like, I don't know, giving birth. You don't remember
it.
You know, you remember the good stuff mm-hmm. for the most part, which I'm grateful for because, and enough time has gone by too, but I don't want to remember all the yucky stuff, like waking up and him not being in bed next to me at 4 o'clock in the morning and he's not in the house because he wandered out and lost him at the airport and just all those scary things.
Yeah, that can be very frightening. Well, Lois, I want to tell you something. I've known you for many years. I love you. I think you're beautiful inside and out. I think you're such a strong spiritual woman of God. And I love that you love other people enough to share your story and what you've gone through to help others. And you're such a prayer warrior. And I mean every word I say. I'm just, you are an inspiration. You're one of my heroes. I think you're incredible. And I love how you talk about the situation with Chuck in such a real way. Because the one thing I think we do just naturally is we gloss over a lot of things because we want it to appear a certain way for whatever. I don't know. But that's why I was asking you and you were so gracious and I you were fighting back the tears and you were so gracious. But we need to know all the a more comprehensive look at it, because if we don't, we're not going to get a real taste of what people are going through. And so I'm so grateful to you that you shared from your heart. And I just love you to pieces, Lois.
Well, I feel the same way about you, Debbie. I love you tremendously. And you're my hero. I mean, what you do is incredible. And all your gifts that you share with us helps all of us. So
thank you. Thank you. Well, it's a team effort. There you go.
Yep.
But thank you so much for starting this discussion. The phone lines are lighting up, and so
good.
I think it's really prompting people to respond to this. Thank you, Lois. God bless you, and I hope you have a beautiful Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That was our dear friend, Lois, in Texas, and now we will move on. And Lois is going to free a phone line. If you have something to say about this, we're talking about how have you turned pain into gain and become better through adversity? And maybe you're still working through it, and maybe you're not better. Maybe you're bitter about the whole thing. Maybe you feel like, why, God, why did you do this to me? I tried to do everything right. I was a good person. I raised a family. I brought him up in the church. I go to church every day or every week. And this all happened to me. Why, Lord? Maybe you're at that stage. Let's talk about it. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And you don't have to be Catholic to call in. You are welcome because you're part of the family. We're going to get to Karen next. We're going to stay in Texas. Karen's in San Antonio, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Karen. Welcome to the program.
Hi, and thank you for taking my call. Mine is a long story, but I'm going to do my best to shorten it. There's two parts to it. Number one, I have a number of diseases that all started when I found out I had Crohn's disease years back. And, of course, that's an autoimmune disease, so it'll attack different parts of your body at any time. And, I mean, I was bitter about it for quite some time, but then I got onto an axe retreat where the spiritual director talked about thorns and to look at some of the things that you carry as thorns. And I did my testimony that time, and I realized that those are just thorns that I have to carry, that I'm strong enough to carry, that maybe I'm even carrying some for other people because they are not strong enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say I'm never bitter about it, but at times I can be. But anyway, 3 years ago, then I had a liver transplant, and while I was going through, the getting ready for the transplant and all that, I ended up in a nursing home, and I found, how much my family supported me, but not only that, how much my church supported me because. I was, my dad also went to that church and would come with, you know, so-and-so's asking about you. They want to know this. They want to, you know, everybody's asking about you. Everybody's praying for you. And so it, in that sense, I got, you know, I finally got my liver and everything's great as far as that part goes. I still have the other thorns that I carry, but, you know, I got it. To me, a new community, like I had the community before, but I didn't realize how much I appreciated it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm at the point where I won't change churches because I feel like those are the people who gave me my life, my second, sure. you know, second chance at life. Sure. And so that definitely got me stronger and in community and realizing that you need a community. You can't do it all by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the other part, you know, as far as, you know, the fact that I'm strong enough to carry it, there's so many times that people will ask me, you know, how do you do it? And I just do, you know, you just do. And I'm not going to say I don't ever get bitter about it because I do have days when I question, why me, Lord? You know, mm-hmm. why do I have to carry all these thorns? But I do my best to remind myself that
right. There
was a time when I could have lost my life, and I didn't because of a community of people that prayed for me and, you know, brought me my second life, got mm-hmm. me, you know, the liver
right.
transplant.
Well, Karen, I have to tell you, you are blessed to have that support system around you. Not everybody has that. So you are very
right.
blessed. And I don't blame you for not wanting to move away from it. So that's good. You have that source. And it sounds like you're doing well with the liver transplant. Praise be to God on that. Karen, I put you in the book for continued good health and strength. Just like Lois, I can sense the same interior strength that, you know, I just shared with the previous caller, Lois, and now with you, same thing. And I think I tapped into that interior strength for the stuff that I've gone through. But I love how you said, you know, you're saying you're not going to say like there aren't, you know, there's days that you may even think, why me, Lord? Of course, we're human. We're going to feel that, you know, because we see other people down the street doing quite well and nothing's happening to them. And it's like, what's going on? This isn't fair across the board. And so I think that's understandable. But what I am tapping into and my takeaway so far is with you, Karen, and with Lois, our previous caller, and I'd like to think I'm in that group too. We're pretty strong. We're very strong. And it's that's a good thing. And I think to run this race of called life, we do have to be strong and persevere to the end. So Karen, you're awesome. Thank you so much for sharing with us today, and continued good health and strength, and keep going, Karen, telling your story, please. Wow. Two great calls to start this episode. Jerry's going to be joining us shortly. When I come back after this very short pause, I'm going to get to Marie in Illinois and Lydia and Rick and Lena and the others. You guys are coming in pretty quickly now with your stories about how you've gone through a lot of sadness, sorrow, a suffering, but you've come out better, right? You've come out better. Or maybe you're still bitter. I don't know. But let's talk about it when we come back. There's an open phone line for you if you'd like to call in. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Jerry joining here along with Debbie Giorgiani and the show team and you, the Take Two family. You are making this another impactful broadcast, as you always do. We're going to get back to your phone calls here momentarily. Just want to mention real quickly before we do that, congratulations to another EWTN radio partner, KPIM. That frequency is 102.9 FM, serving Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. They're celebrating 11 years with us this week. So congratulations to Adam Minahan and his great team at St. Michael Radio from your friends here at EWTN.
Okay, so we're talking about how going through suffering, Jerry, and pain and sorrow, how it can make you better. You can come out of it better, or you can still be bitter at some level. And we're kind of covering this from all angles. Lois from Texas called in, our dear friend Lois, and she shared her story, and so did Karen from San Antonio, Texas. And now we're going to move to Marie. And Marie is in Illinois waiting so patiently on WSFI. Hello, Marie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. You go right ahead.
Thank you. I'm driving, so I apologize if you hear any background noise. But I was telling your call screener I had to call in today because I think it was exactly 3 years ago. By the way, I'm not a Catholic. I'm a seeking Protestant. I'm seeking Catholicism for a number of years, but my daughter had been addicted to heroin for a number of years. We had custody of her child. She had been in and out of the hospital, hospitalized with infections, had overdosed, just years and years of this. And I was really at the end of my rope, praying for years, just part of a church that kind of believed in the whole prosperity thing for a number of years, and that was not working. So I was giving and serving and thinking I could earn, her freedom, or somehow I could do it, and heard you on the radio and called, and you guys, I was on the way to visit her in the hospital for the however many time, and you guys prayed for her, and I was just reminded of this today because it wasn't immediate, but I thought, you know what, I've been doing praying at my church, and I've been praying and giving offerings and doing all these things. Nothing's happened, so I'm going to call and see if some Catholic prayers can help. What do I have to lose? And so you guys prayed. And here I am 3 years later, and she's been sober for 2 years.
Wow.
She's living with us again. And that whole thing was sort of a crazy thing because we had these boundaries that we would never let her live with us again, no matter what, because of all the things that had happened. And a year ago, she had an apartment where literally the whole apartment was destroyed, and she had nowhere to go. And we thought, how can we not take her in? And we did, and it was a leap of faith to do that. And it was a difficult thing to do, but it allowed really get her life back together and stability and have family and community, us helping her. She's able to see her son. She's got a job. She's thriving. We've been able to work on our relationship because there were so many wounds from the years of addiction and all that, our relationship has been through, and even the stuff from before the addiction that probably kind of caused, her to go that direction, that we've been able to now face and work through and heal as a family. So I just want to thank you. I was just reminded of that prayer today, and I don't think that it was by coincidence that all this has happened.
Yeah, Marie, I have to say, I think you got yourself a miracle. Praise be to God. And that's the power of prayer, when the body of Christ comes together to help those that are suffering and hurting and need that kind of spiritual support. So your thank you, obviously we receive it, but it goes right to God, because that's how he's working, because God is using the airwaves to keep us all together so we can make it through this really crazy thing called life. And it is. It's just crazy. I have no other way to describe it. It's glorious. Don't get me wrong. It's glorious. It has wonderful blessings, but it's crazy. Because it's just, there's so many things we don't expect, and they hit us so hard, like what happened with your daughter. But now it's come around, and now there's all this growth and all this healing and all these blessings and graces. And we want an abundance of that for you to continue, for her and her strength to stay sober and to heal everything and to be with her child, and for you, Marie, to continue. And 3 years, you said you're kind of journeying into the church. Well, maybe this, who knows, maybe this will be the year for you. It's in God's timing, but we love you to pieces that you remembered all of this 3 years ago when you called. Thank you for doing that, because you're building confidence in people, because they need confidence in God, right, Jerry? People are losing hope, and that's what Jerry and I are committed to trying to do, is to build the confidence in God.
You anticipated exactly what I was going to say, Marie. I want to thank you for calling, because we always say it, the Take Two family, what you share on this program is going to help so many other people. And I have been receiving by email prayer intentions for my pilgrimage to Canada. I'm leaving tomorrow to go to some holy sites. And I can't tell you, Marie and Debbie and the Take Two family, how many people are hurting. Mm-hmm. And they're praying for people just like Marie. You are praying for your daughter, and you have just provided hope. I hope and pray that all of those people are listening to this broadcast right now and have just gained a little bit, maybe just a little bit more of a glimmer of hope, Marie, from what you shared. So thank you so much.
Jerry, I have to tell you, this is definitely, I'm trying to compose myself because you mentioned that pilgrimage. I heard you the other day say that. And I put in my phone your email address because I was driving, and I just, kind of thought, I'm going to do that because I have a son that I'm also believing for. His name is Cleve. And I just thought, I'm going to email and I'm going to ask that you take that intention with you. And I didn't do it. So if you could write my son's name down and take it with you, I would really appreciate it.
Oh, I most certainly will, Marie. And I've been replying to every one of those emails, and I'm telling everyone, be expectant. Okay, we need to expect that is going to move when we pray. Marie, you have seen this with your daughter. You're going to see it with your son. I know it. Mm-hmm. And all those who are listening right now, if you want to shoot me your prayer intentions to take to the Oratory of St. Joseph and the other places, you can email me at seminaryjerry@gmail.com. But Marie, be hopeful, be expectant, and your tears are absolutely beautiful. It shows what a beautiful, loving mother's heart you have. Mm-hmm. And we are moved by your call, Marie, very much.
Thank you for hearing the request from non-Catholics, because I tell you, it means so much to me. I listen to EWTN all the time, and I always hear you refer to Protestants as brothers and sisters, and I have not heard that from the Christian community about Catholics, and that's one reason that I've been very drawn to Catholicism, is because of the love and the welcoming and how it reflects the Savior so much more than anything I've seen in my experience in the Protestant Church. That's just my experience, but I just thank you for that. Thank you for being a safe place and being inviting into the family.
Mm-hmm. Blessed be God. Yeah.
Yeah. We mean it. We mean it. We've said it for 10 years straight. Yeah,
thank you, Marie. Yeah, God bless you.
And I've got your son in the prayer book here at the Take Two prayer book as well. So, wow, that was a powerful call. Lydia is up next. Jerry, Lydia's also been waiting so patiently. I think she gets our virtual patience award today. Lydia from Midland, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hey, Lydia, welcome back.
Hi. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Lydia. Welcome.
I just want to... I guess express, I know I tell Matt, I said, we all experience heartache and tragedies in our lives. And I have dealt with so many in my life. And people always ask me, how do you deal with it? Because my daddy was murdered when I was six. Mm-hmm. Then my daughter was murdered when she was 25 and a half months pregnant by her ex-husband. My son dies of an asthma attack. Then my son died last year. And my mama dies. My two brothers die. And I feel like I'm the Lone Ranger. And I feel like, God, I have lost so many people in my life. And I was a caregiver to my husband, caregiver to my mama, caregiver to my brother, and a caregiver to my son. And people always ask me all the time, you better take care of yourself, take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. And I keep saying, I don't have high blood pressure, I'm not diabetic. And I keep asking God to keep my health going, because I'm the only one that can do this work that I'm doing for my family. because it's hard to be a caregiver. It's hard to find somebody that's gonna, you know, help you out, because they all got their lives and everything. But God was always holding my hand, and the angels was always with me, protecting me, because every time I had to go to the emergency room, they always kind of look at me like, well, because of my age, because they know that the older you get, you know, you get sicker or you get weaker or you get whatever. And I just kept praying and praying. I said, God, I need your help. I need to stay in good health so I can keep doing my job. And I thank God that I took care of my husband. I thank God I took care of my mama. I thank God for taking care of my brother. And then I thank God for taking care of my son. And after they're all gone, and I know they're all in heaven and happy in heaven, but I still struggle with missing them. But I thank God for what he did for me. And I just want to say that every time I think of my pain, I always think, I said, Jesus suffered so much for us. Mm-hmm. And our suffering is nothing what Jesus went through. So I just said, Jesus suffered for us. So now I suffer, and I don't complain. I just thank God. Just let me keep doing what I need to do, because, you know, I want to do it. And I thank God every day. Thank you, Jesus, because now that my son died last year, I've been going to the doctor for heart issues and my knee hurts and things like that. And now my daughter's going to go to the emergency room today, Becky, because I think she's diabetic and she has some foot issues. So I'm praying and hoping everything's going to be okay for my daughter, Becky.
Yeah. Lydia, the only name that comes to mind that I can compare what you shared with us to is Job. I mean, Job in the one of the books of the Bible, who went through so much grief and loss and had so much taken away from him. But the beautiful thing about that story is, Lydia, if you're not familiar with it, read the book of Job in the Bible. The Lord restores everything to him.
That's how
the story ends. You know, you mentioned, you know, you're at peace knowing that they're with the Lord now. You have it, but you still miss them, you know. And grief is a thing that stays with us, and it can be an ache in our heart that we never outgrow, you know. And I think I heard a quote recently that said, grief is just love with no place to go. And we have those people in our lives that we love so very dearly, and you cared for them. Lydia, you have poured yourself out. As St. Paul says, you know, like a libation, you have poured yourself out on behalf of other people. And now you grieve over losing them. But let us also, like you said, Lydia, you made the important comment, you know, let's be rejoicing in that they have gone to the Lord now. And you have done a beautiful, beautiful work. There's going to be, you think they're going to be at a good place in heaven, Lydia. Well, for all that you have done for the Lord, he will not overlook that with you. And so when your day comes, God is going to have a beautiful, beautiful place for you along with them in heaven again. So keep your focus on that. You'll be reunited and rejoicing with them for all eternity. Deb?
Yeah, you said it so beautifully. Lydia, I put your whole family, I always do every time you call, your whole family in the prayer book, and just know that we love you, and you know, you shared all your losses, but you're so strong, Lydia. You're so strong. That's what I'm noticing. That's my takeaway for today. Everybody that's called has got an interior strength in them that is so amazing. And it's incredible. And so there's got to be a reason that God allows all of us to go through things like this so that we can stand up and keep going and keep moving forward so that others can find a sense of hope in all of this, in the journey. And so, Lydia, I think he commissioned you. I really do. And I think you just have that strength and the spiritual strength as well to get through it. But you do, I do, I think we all need prayers. And so the Take Two family, we all need to surround Lydia with prayers. Absolutely. So you can keep going, Lydia. Okay. But just feel our heart today. Would you do that, Lydia?
I appreciate that, because that's why I love you guys so much, because you guys are such inspiration, and you gave us hope, and I have faith in God. But just listening to you guys all the day, you have no idea how much you make me so happy, and I thank you with all my heart for everything you do for us.
Oh, thank you. Right back at you, Lydia. Right back at you.
At the start of the call, you mentioned also taking care of yourself. Don't forget to do that, Lydia. Treat yourself to something. Be nice to yourself. You know, just ask God, you know, how he wants to lead you forward in all of this. But don't forget to take care of yourself. And that means it's not selfishness, Lydia. You need to be strong, as Debbie said.
It's self-preservation.
It's self-preservation, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Lydia, take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Okay. God bless you.
I love the Take Two family. They send love. We send it right back to them. It's a beautiful family. It's a family that we choose and we love to be a part of. Okay, Jerry, we're going to go. Oh, you know what? Can I just share real quickly about Catholic Answers Live tonight?
Yeah.
Catholic Answers Live tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. 2 hours of Ask Me Anything with Rose Sweet and Jim Blackburn. So you're going to love that program tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Let's get to Rick, Jerry, in St. Louis, Missouri on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Rick. You've been waiting so patiently as well. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi. Thanks for letting me talk here. This is Debbie. When you were talking to the lady that had the husband with dementia, and you were asking her about grief and pain and about medical, you know, that you have problems physically, that hit me hard. And I never called radio station before, and I wanted to share this. I was married before. The marriage wasn't great. Then I got married again and got a beautiful woman, great woman. And 3 years into it, we found out, well, we knew a little bit earlier, she had dementia or Alzheimer's. So kind of make this quick. The first 3 years was great. The last 8-9 years was difficult. You don't expect, like that lady said, to be doing things for your spouse and taking care of them the way that you do. And you asked, was there any bitterness or and so forth? And oh yeah, I was very, very bitter. I cursed God like I've never cursed a human being ever. I was so angry because I was doing everything right. Just a little short bit. I was Catholic and still have a big respect for the Catholic. I'm LDS now, and I practice LDS. And the two religions, they're very close. However, I was having a hard time. There was a beautiful woman I met, and I was trying to figure out, you know, should I pursue her? So I fasted and I prayed. I went to what we call our temple, and I was in an endowment session. I was in the temple, and all of a sudden, I had all these revelations come to me. And one of them was my wife that died from dementia, and I was angry about, wasn't meant to be with me for a long time. I got to see from God's perspective. Rick's perspective was anger, bitterness, didn't want her to go, but God's perspective had a purpose. And I was shown that. And when I could see God's purpose, that she was only meant to be with me for a short time and to teach me things, which she did. She taught me how to love and love others. And when I saw that, Debbie, all of my anger and everything went away. And then I got to see other things I would call revelations or things to see. But it was such a blessing. I won't go into them. But it was such a blessing to be freed from that. And I would say to people that have anger and bitterness, pray, because pray to get it from God's perspective. Not us human perspective, because God's got it figured out. He knows. And it changed my life. It freed me. And I wanted to share that with you.
We're so glad you did, Rick. We're so glad. I'm trying to hold back the tears, Rick, so I'm going to let Jerry comment here.
Well, I just think, Rick, you could call it a healing. You know, you've received a healing from the Lord in this area. And, you know, we always say, you know, Jesus is a big boy. You know, he can handle our being a little upset or a lot upset or getting mad at him or angry or whatever. We want to be careful so we don't get, you know, blasphemous or anything in how we, but we need to pour our hearts out before the Lord. And it sounds like you did exactly that. And God has given you what I would definitely call a healing. We're so sorry for your loss, but like you said, God brings people into our lives for a season sometimes. And, you know, a marriage you think is going to last, you know, for a certain period of time, maybe years, maybe decades. It's going to be a certain way. You're going to live a certain way and enjoy certain things. And then, you know, sometimes life doesn't, you know, unfold like that.
Right.
But we're so blessed, Rick, by what you've shared about how God has really brought your heart around to loving him again and being, you know, free from that anger that you held, Debbie.
Well, and you talked about how his wife came in for a season. Well, yeah, a season and also a reason, because you shared, Rick, that she taught you how to truly love. I mean, what a beautiful individual she must have been on this side of the veil. I mean, it's incredible. Rick, let me, if you feel comfortable, can you give us her first name? We would feel so honored if we can put her in the prayer book.
First name, Sharon.
Sharon, okay. And Rick, I just have to ask you this question, mainly because I live in Arizona, and as you probably know, the population, the LDS population, it's a lot in Arizona, and most of my friends are LDS, and I have some extended relatives that are LDS. Have you ever thought, Rick, of coming home to the Catholic Church?
You know, this is something I'm going to say this is meant to be kind of fun, so take it this way. I tell my LDS friends, I go, look, if the Catholic Church is right and you guys are wrong, when I get up in heaven, I'm jumping ship and going back to the Catholic. But I said, if you're right, I'm going to stay LDS. But, you know, truthfully, my heart's still there.
Mm-hmm.
It's still there. Mm-hmm. But I practice LDS. It's just, I'm sitting right here at the temple, the St. Louis Temple. I pulled off the road, and I'm right here at the St. Louis Temple where this all took place.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at it, and it's such a gift to have. I was given a gift, and I might be being given another gift. I just love being able to serve God and to do the thing that can do. I was so blessed by Sharon. She was the best. She didn't have no children. Her sisters helped out because I had no idea what to do. But she did. She showed me love. Now I know I can love. I couldn't before. I know what love is. I didn't know what love is.
Right.
And I'm passing it on, kind of like how to buy somebody something, pass it on. This is what I'm doing. I'm passing on the love and what I learned.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go to people whose spouses have dementia, and I talk to them, and I say, here's what you'd expect. Let me get you information. I'm a landscaper. I've got several customers dealing with this, and I've got a church member dealing with it. And I'll just go up to anybody. I don't care who you are. I'm not afraid to talk to people, especially when I know what's going to happen and to help ease their hurt. And it's going to hurt. It hurts bad when you lose somebody. Essentially, they're going backwards. When you have a baby, they can't talk. They can't do anything. They can't eat. You have to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
People with dementia, you go backwards. They can't eat. They don't, you know, they don't talk right. And they don't know who you are. And you know, you have to change their diaper just like a baby.
Mm-hmm.
It goes reverse, and that's hard. It's hard to watch somebody you love go backwards. The joy we have with a child moving forward, learning to talk and all that, is just it's the opposite. But I'll say this, as much pain and heartache, I'd do it again. I'd do it again.
We can hear the love in your heart, Rick, for Sharon, and thank you for sharing your story with us. It took a lot. You said you never called into a show before. We're so glad it was us, and we hope you stay in touch with us. You're part of the Take Two family, Rick. So thank you.
I listen to your station all the time.
Oh, good.
I
Thank you.
I used to do it more than I do BYU. I'm kind of plug in for you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, Rick, I would just say this, you know, I think the Lord put it on my heart. Just don't forget where the Eucharist is. You know, I know you said you still have, you know, some fond feelings for the Catholic faith that you were raised in. I presume you probably received your first communion at some point. So that's, I leave you with that. You know, you have to go where you feel God is leading you in your conscience. And we definitely thank you, as Debbie said, so very, very much for calling in and sharing your amazing heart with us here on the program today. Rick, thank you. Even though I was only on for half the show, Debbie,
wow,
this has been, I am impacted by, again, the Take-Two family.
Absolutely. And we're so sorry. There's like at least four or five callers we're not going to get to, as you can hear the music. We're so sorry. Please, you always have the Unscripted show at the end of the month to call in to. When is that Unscripted? Do we do it already? No, it's got to be coming up.
Yeah, it is coming up. It's on the 26th, actually.
Okay, there you go.
So, I don't know. It can't be on the 26th. That's Thanksgiving.
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah, it's
Wednesday. Okay. Thank you. That was Michael, our producer. Thank you, Michael. Okay, Wednesday. All right, Jerry. So it was wonderful. Thanks, you guys. And tomorrow we have a topic planned for you. Please share this episode with somebody you think needs it today. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.